All right, so today we're kind of switching gears a little bit. Instead of, our usual stack of articles and research, we're going to dive into a single source,
Okay.
a romance novel
Oh, interesting.
by Nevessa Allen called Lights Out.
Okay.
And
That sounds different.
I'm really curious to hear your thoughts about this one.
Yeah, it's definitely a unique choice, and I think our listeners are going to appreciate a focused approach.
Yeah.
So, are we trying to give them just a taste of the book's atmosphere and themes, just enough to pique their curiosity
Right.
without giving away all the good stuff?
Exactly.
Okay.
Imagine like we're crafting the perfect book preview.
I like that.
Just enough to intrigue, but all the juicy twists and turns
Yeah.
were still under
A
wraps.
carefully curated peek into the world that Nevessa Allen created.
Right, exactly.
Cool.
Okay, so picture this. Our main character, Allie,
Okay.
is a trauma nurse working in a bustling hospital.
Oh, wow.
Long shifts, high stakes decisions,
Right.
a constant stream of patients in crisis. The
Yeah.
setting itself feels
The
intense.
setting itself feels intense.
Yeah.
Okay.
And into this world steps a mysterious figure
Right.
known only as the Faceless Man.
Oh, interesting.
He gains online notoriety through thirst trap videos,
Okay.
which adds this layer of modern intrigue.
Yeah, there's definitely a modern, almost voyeuristic feel to that.
Right. Yeah.
But here's the twist. This faceless man is secretly obsessed with Allie
Okay.
and begins stalking her in real life.
Oh.
Break-ins, hidden cameras, gifts.
Oh no.
He's got the whole stalker starter packs.
That's right. It's creepy.
It's creepy. But it's a really fascinating exploration of the line between fear and attraction.
Okay.
Allie is terrified, obviously, but there's a part of her that's drawn to the mystery, to the danger this man represents,
Right.
especially since she's drawn to his online persona as well,
Yeah.
which adds another layer of complexity to this story.
It's like a classic Beauty and the Beast setup,
Yeah.
but with a modern digital edge.
Definitely.
And the fact that she's a trauma nurse,
Right.
someone who deals with life and death on a daily basis,
Yeah.
it makes you wonder how she processes this very real threat in her own life.
That's a great point. Her profession adds a layer of vulnerability, a sense that she understands the fragility of life more than most.
Right.
How does that impact her reaction to the faceless man?
Right.
Does it make her more cautious or perhaps more reckless?
Those are great questions for our listener to ponder.
Yeah, and it's not just about the suspense and romance.
Right.
The book also delves into these deeper questions
Mm.
of trauma facing your fears and the longing for connection in a world where everyone seems to be hiding something.
Yeah, that resonates with a lot of people, I think.
Definitely.
That sense of isolation,
Yeah.
the struggle to find genuine connection in a world dominated by online personas and carefully curated images. So
Exactly.
let's unpack some of those themes.
Okay.
One thing that really struck me early on was the faceless man's attempt to win Allie over. So these strange acts of service, shoveling her driveway, stocking her fridge, it's almost chivalrous, but in the creepiest way possible.
It really plays with our expectations of romantic gestures, right?
Right.
He's trying to present himself as a caretaker, a protector, but the context is completely warped
Yeah.
by his stalker behavior.
It definitely raises questions about intention versus impact.
Yes.
Can good deeds ever truly redeem someone who's engaging in harmful behavior,
Right.
especially when the recipient of those deeds feels threatened?
That's a good point. And that internal conflict is mirrored in Allie's character. Here she is, a strong, independent woman used to handling intense situations in the ER,
Right.
but this situation pushes her in a whole new way.
It makes you wonder, how do you reconcile the fear with the undeniable intrigue, the pull towards
Yeah.
the unknown?
And how much of that pull is tied to the online persona
Right.
versus the reality of who this man is? It's like the book is holding up a mirror to our own fascination with online personalities and the curated versions of themselves that people present.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It makes you question, how well can we ever truly know someone, especially in the digital age? And what happens when the lines between our online and offline lives blur in such a dangerous way?
That's a great question. And as Allie is grappling with these feelings, the novel takes a really interesting turn. Remember, the faceless man is a master of disguise online, but he makes a careless mistake.
Oh, yeah, I remember this. This is
Yeah.
like one of those no way, moments.
Exactly.
He accidentally reveals his
Weird.
true identity, right?
He does in one of his thirst trap videos.
Oh, wow.
He unintentionally shows a glimpse of Allie's own bedroom in the background.
Oh, no.
It's a small detail, but it completely shifts the power dynamic.
Talk about a game changer.
Right.
Suddenly, Allie has the upper hand. She
Yeah.
knows who's behind the mask. It's like the hunter becoming the hunted.
It's a brilliant move by the author. The way Allie uses that knowledge is fascinating.
Yeah.
Instead of immediately going to the police, she confronts him online.
What
She
check?
basically says, "I know who you are."
I love how Allie plays with that power.
Right?
It's not a straightforward confrontation. There's
Yeah.
this sense of cat and mouse,
Yeah.
a psychological game unfolding between them.
It makes you question her motives, too.
Right.
Is it purely about self-preservation? Or is there an element of wanting to control the situation to turn the tables on him?
It's like she's trying to understand his obsession to unravel the mystery of why he's chosen her as his
Exactly.
target.
And that exploration of his motives takes us deeper into his past.
Okay.
We learn that his father was a notorious serial killer,
Whoa.
which adds this whole other layer of complexity to the story.
That's a heavy backstory.
Yeah, it makes you wonder about nature versus nurture.
Right.
Is he predisposed to follow in his father's footsteps, or is he fighting against those impulses?
Exit question.
He's grappling with that internal struggle throughout the novel. He even tries to rationalize his stalking by claiming that Allie stalked him first by searching for him online.
Oh, wow, that's classic victim blaming. A
Right.
way to deflect responsibility and justify his
But
actions.
it also highlights the distorted reality he's created for himself.
Right.
And it makes you wonder, is he truly delusional, or is he consciously manipulating the narrative to fit his own twisted worldview?
That's a great question for our listener to consider.
Yeah, as the story unfolds, the author introduces a few secondary characters who really add to the depth and complexity of the world.
Right.
Allie's coworker, Tanya, is a standout for me.
Yeah, I love Tanya.
She's like Allie's rock, a voice of reason and support in this increasingly chaotic situation. She's a seasoned trauma nurse who's seen it all,
Right.
and she provides this grounding presence for Allie.
I love their dynamic. It's that kind of friendship that can only be forged in high-pressure environment. They rely on each other both professionally and emotionally, which feels very real and relatable.
And then there's Tyler Josh's roommate.
Oh, yeah.
He injects a much-needed dose of humor into the
Oh,
story.
Tyler, he's hilarious.
He's completely oblivious to the fact that his roommate is this obsessed stalker.
Right.
He even tries to set Allie up with Josh, thinking he's doing her a favor.
The irony is thick.
It really is. He's so clueless, and yet his presence serves as a great counterpoint to the darker
It's
themes.
like a breath of fresh air in the midst of all the suspense and tension.
Exactly.
Right? It's a reminder that even in the midst of darkness, there are moments of lightness and absurdity.
Speaking of darkness, the novel doesn't shy away from exploring some difficult topics. The author weaves in social commentary about the dangers of online anonymity
Right.
and the prevalence of violence against women.
It's handled with sensitivity, but doesn't sugarcoat anything. Allie's work as a trauma nurse exposes her to those harsh realities on a daily basis.
Right.
And then her own experience with Brad adds another layer of depth to that theme.
It forces us to confront the systemic issues that often allow perpetrators to escape accountability.
Right.
The novel isn't afraid to ask hard questions about those power dynamics and the ways in which women are often silenced or disbelieved.
It's a powerful reminder that these aren't just abstract concepts. They have real-world consequences
Yeah.
as we see through Allie's journey.
And amidst all of this darkness, the novel highlights the importance of female friendships and support systems. Allie's bond with Tanya, their shared experiences and understanding,
Right.
provides a beacon of light in this challenging situation.
It underscores the importance of human connection, of having people you can lean on, especially when facing trauma or adversity.
Absolutely. It's a reminder that even the darkest of times, those connections can be a lifeline, a
Yeah.
source of strength and resilience.
It's interesting how the novel balances those darker elements with moments of unexpected humor.
Yeah.
Like, even amidst the stalking and the intensity of the hospital setting, there are these flashes of wit and absurdity that lighten the mood.
It's a testament to Allie's character.
Yeah.
She's dealing with these incredibly stressful situations,
Right.
but she still manages to find humor in those everyday moments.
Yeah.
It makes her feel more relatable.
It's like a coping mechanism, a way to maintain a sense of normalcy even when her world is being turned upside down.
Right.
and it prevents the story from becoming too heavy or depressing.
Exactly. It's a reminder that even in the face of darkness,
right,
there's still room for laughter and lightness.
Okay, so we've talked about the characters, the themes, the suspense, but what about the ending?
Okay.
Without giving anything away, what kind of lasting impression does this book leave on the reader?
Well, Lights Out definitely doesn't tie everything up in a neat little bow.
Right.
It leaves you with a lot to think about, a lot of unanswered questions.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those books that stays with you long after you finish reading it.
That's what I love about a good psychological thriller. It gets under your skin, makes you question everything you thought you knew.
This novel in particular challenges our perceptions of love trust and the boundaries we create in our relationships.
Right.
It forces us to confront the complexities of human nature,
mm-hmm.
the fact that we're all capable of both good and bad.
And it leaves you wondering, what would I do in that situation?
Mm-hmm.
How would I react if someone I was attracted to was also the source of my fear?
It's a question with no easy answers.
Yeah.
Lights Out is a reminder that the lines between attraction and obsession,
right,
between desire and danger, can be blurry and easily crossed.
So for our listener who's now hopefully eager to read Lights Out,
mm-hmm.
are there anything specific you'd recommend they pay attention to as they dive into this world?
I think it would be fascinating to pay attention to the recurring motifs of masks and shadows,
okay,
throughout the novel.
Mm-hmm.
They appear in various forms, both literally and figuratively.
Right.
What do they symbolize? How do they connect to the themes of identity, secrecy, and the duality of human nature?
That's a great point. Those recurring images often hold the key to understanding the deeper meaning of the story.
And ultimately, I'd encourage our listener to approach this book not just as a passive observer, but as an active participant.
Right.
Put yourself in Allie's shoes.
Mm.
Imagine yourself navigating her world, her fears, her desires.
I think that's a great note to end on. Lights Out.
Yeah.
Is more than just a suspenseful romance novel.
Yeah.
It's a psychological journey that invites us to confront uncomfortable truths about ourselves and the world around us.
Mm-hmm.
It's a book that will make you think, feel, and question everything you thought you knew about love, trust, and the masks we all wear.